Hello, Tony. Thank you for having me on the show.
That's all right. It's a pleasure. This is a tragic story, isn't it, really? When I mean, it's not something that is just sort of, well, it's not something that's just happened to you. It's happened to many, many people, hasn't it?
You wouldn't believe the amount of people who have lost a baby. You know, you think you're the only one. But when you get talking to people, they're like, oh, yeah, yeah, we had a miscarriage, or yeah, we lost a baby at full term, or oh, yeah, my cousin did, or somebody we know, our neighbour. It's just, it's unbelievable. We're in the 21st century, and it's just absolutely unbelievable the amount of babies that are still dying in this day and age. It's, it doesn't get thinking about, really.
No, I mean, it always it amazes me that this is one of those things that, If you've not experienced it from either motherhood or fatherhood, even, I would guess, it's not something you're going to understand. So I'm going to stick my hand up right now and say, I don't understand it one bit, but I can imagine the after effects of this must be horrific and live with you for quite a long time.
Yeah, there's not a day go by when I don't think of him. He'll be 18 in April. And this is obviously one of the reasons why I'm doing the fundraiser. And yeah, so much I could say, but yeah, it's not something you get over. You know, you adapt, you learn to live with it because you have to. It's that saying, life goes on, but it's something. Well, any parent, if you loved your child, you just don't get over it, whether they're stillborn, whether they die as toddlers or even teenagers or even adults.
Yeah, no, I have children, and you can't imagine life without them, and. The miracle that they are when they're born, and to have what happened to you happen must be absolutely shattering. You say it was 18 years ago, yeah?
Yes, 18 years ago in April. Yes, yes. It took 2 years to conceive him. I had the absolute perfect pregnancy with him, no problems whatsoever. You know, you get past 12 weeks and you think, oh, yes, everything's going to be okay. You get to 24 weeks when baby is considered viable. And you think, you start counting down the weeks. And as I said, I was just like 3 days away from his due date. And, well, like, there's no words for it, really.
No, I'm pretty certain there wouldn't be any words for that. That must have been an absolute shocker for you and your partner, I presume.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's my first husband, and unfortunately, I lost him as well to cancer. Oh. So, you know, I've certainly been through it. You know, I lost three family members, close family members, in the space of 4 years.
Never rains, but it pours is the only thing you can say to that. I mean, and it's years on, and in some ways you can put a happy face on it, but never going to be a happy experience, is it?
Well, let's just say my family is never going to be complete.
No. Did you go on, pardon me for asking this question, but did you go on to have any more children?
I did, yes. Sadly, after Thomas, I did have two miscarriages, one at 12 weeks and the other one at about 8.5 weeks. And then I had my son, who's 15 now, and I waited 10 years for my next son. He's coming up 3 in April. His birthday's just before Thomas's, actually.
So
I wasn't sure
asking.
At the time whether that's a good thing or not, but then I don't know.
What are your boys' names?
Well, it's nice to have them both in the same month.
What are your boys' names?
They're Caden and Joel.
Morning, Caden and Joel. I'm glad some good has come out of this, but the thing here is it leads us to organisations like SANS, which is, of course, the Stillbirth and Neonatal Death Society, but we're not in a perfect world. We wouldn't need such organisations, but unfortunately, we don't live in a perfect world, do we?
No.
And
I had never heard of SANS until I lost Thomas. And in fact, it's not funny, but the story goes that they at East Surrey Hospital, where Thomas was born, and you know, I thanked the staff, they were very, very good with me. And they had a separate room, so I wasn't with any other mothers. They tried to keep me away so I couldn't hear babies crying. And they had a room called the SANS room. And I'm thinking, but that's a weird name. Why is it SANS? And I thought, oh, well, I don't know, whatever. You know, that's one of the last things on your mind, really. You've just lost your baby. You're not going to worry too much about what the room's called. And it wasn't until they gave us information. I went, oh, SANS. Oh, that's what it is. And I've kind of been with them ever since. I mean, even now, you know, if I need to speak to someone, I'm on a Facebook page for support. A lovely lady, I would like to name her Lorna. mm-hmm. which was absolutely fantastic. She used to do cruise bereavement counselling. And when she lost her son, she'd started working for SANS. And she just always knows the right thing to say. I don't know how she does it, whether it's her training. She just always knows the right thing to say. And so I just thank her so much for the last 18 years for helping me through.
I mean, had this lady...
Because everyone else as well.
Had this lady actually experienced the same similar issue?
Oh, yes.
that always helps when the people you're talking to have experienced the thing and can, well, point you in the right direction, I suppose. And it's just as mm-hmm. much probably therapy for them as it is for you because, again, they're talking to like-minded people. That is obviously their major focal point, isn't it? What else does SANS actually get involved in?
Right, well, SANS are involved with research and they are currently involved with about 90 projects at the moment. So that's 90 projects. To basically try and find out, you know, how and why in the 21st century, why this is still happening, why babies still die, because I can just find my correct piece of paper here. It's unknown, apparently. It's unknown why one third of stillborn babies, why they're stillborn, and around 7% why they die of neonatal death. So, and a neonatal death is kind of like after birth. So that's why they have a neonatal, some people call it a NICU. It's like a special care for babies, if people are unsure what I'm talking about. But they do a lot of research on that. They also go into hospitals and maternity wards, train up midwives and also healthcare professionals as well, because... Yeah. Some people have never come across this. The two midwives I had, they were absolutely brilliant. Yeah. One of them, I think she went on to be like the bereavement counsellor at the hospital. Her name's Tracy. And another girl, the midwife, she was Kelly. She was a young girl. And I think that was her first kind of stillborn baby. Mm. We call it born asleep or born sleeping because that sounds... I hate to use the nice word as well, but you know what I mean.
It sounds a little more, a little softer, I think, is probably the way of putting it. It's not quite so harsh, is it?
And I think that's the first time Kelly had come across it. And both Tracy and Kelly were absolutely brilliant. And, you know, it probably affects the midwives as well. I mean, you take the job to be a midwife to help women who are pregnant and to hopefully give birth to a healthy baby and to take their baby home. Mm. You know, when you're doing your training, obviously they will be taught all this, but until you experience it, it can be very, very difficult. I've never experienced it from the midwife side, so I can't say, but I can imagine it can be quite traumatic for them as well. So SANS do provide training for midwives and also healthcare professionals as well. And if anyone would like to know, of course, where the money goes, where they raise money. Again, I should find my right piece of paper here. So the money that hopefully I'm going to be raising from my charity fundraiser in April, the money that SANS use, around £20, this will provide a memory box for parents. So I had a little book where they had a lock of Thomas's hair. They do a hand and footprint. Sometimes they provide little blankets. They had a time where people were knitting blankets if the baby is born prematurely. So anything before 24 weeks, before baby is viable, then you can't get clothes to fit them. So they provide kind of prem baby outfits. And anything that you feel that's memorable for you, you might have an outfit, you might have a teddy bear or something like that that you had for your baby, you can put in the memory box. Now they cost around £20. £40 of the money from SANS, that will be provide bereavement care training, and that's for healthcare professionals. Then we go up a bit more, around £36. Now, this will pay for the cost of a call to someone. I still remember my first phone call to SANS. If someone has recently lost their baby and wants to reach out to speak to someone, they can phone the SANS helpline, and that costs around £36. And then we're going up a bit more, just under £100. This will cover the cost of helping ensure that every UK hospital has a dedicated volunteer or even maybe a bereavement counsellor and some kind of healthcare professional. Lady I had was named Mavis, and she was very, very good. And this amount surprises me because I had a sans befriender. This is someone who you can meet up and chat to once or twice a week. I spoke to someone on a Thursday evening over the phone. Again, someone who's been there. So someone you're not going to get judgment from. Someone who's been in your situation. And you can just cry. You can go over the same thing time and time again. Just someone who's going to be there. Really, and the amount of money that it costs to train these befrienders is just under £2,000.
Yeah,
so you don't just go and say, I want to be a befriender. They do actually have to have proper training. I think it's a 2-day course up in London. And it's very well worth doing that. I mean, I want to train at some point to be a befriender because it's just so invaluable.
Yeah.
You know, I've had family members say to me, you know, oh, isn't it about time you moved on now and forgot? Okay, they mean well.
That's about as sensitive as you really wouldn't want to be.
Yeah,
I think, really.
That is not helpful at all.
That's not. I get that. But I'm guessing what you're talking about here really are very specialised counsellors, for want of a better word, because it is such a specialised and such a distressing subject. I was going to say, can I just give out the SANS website? It's sans.org.uk, and anybody needing help, they have a helpline, which is 0808 164 3332. You'll be able to find those details again on our website at susieradio.com when this interview goes out online. So, Tess, you're thinking about joining it now. I'm guessing it's taken a while to get yourself into a place where you can actually face doing this.
Well, yes. Obviously, you've got to be in the right headspace, I think. And if you're grieving for your own child, you can't help someone else with theirs. And then, of course, I've had my other children as well. And then, of course, you've got the usual. You've got work, you've got household duties and other things. And I just feel now that it's taken me a long time. I've lost 3 close family members in the space of 4 years. So it did knock me for 6 for quite some time. But yeah, I just feel if I can help at least one person, then hopefully I've done some good.
Well, I'm guessing with what you're proposing now, you're going to do that quite easily. You're talking about Thomas at 18. It was 18 years ago that you lost him to stillbirth. And you're now going to actually have a fundraising event in aid of supporting SANS. It takes place when?
It takes place on Saturday the 26th of April, and that's from 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and that will be at the Nutfield Centre in Redhill.
Oh, right. OK, now what can we expect from this event?
Right, well, we have a young lad by the name of Jack Shepherd, and he performs the Ed Sheeran Experience, which is endorsed by Ed Sheeran himself. And he kind of, well, we just got an email from them saying that he is very looking forward to the event.
Shares the
same surname,
by the way.
Shares
the same surname as well, I note.
He does, yes. No relation, I promise. Oh, well, not that I know of, but, but yes, he's a young lad, kind of looks like Ed Sheeran, sounds like Ed Sheeran. In fact, my neighbours said they've been to see him and they said he's really, really good. So
excellent.
I'm looking forward to hearing from him as well. So that will be for the adults. Before that, I'm going to do like a music quiz or a music bingo. Haven't quite decided which yet, but we are kind of working on that. But so the parents, we don't want to exclude the children because obviously families, you know, it's a family event. So we want to kind of keep it not too heavy where stillbirth, you know, babies are concerned. But so the parents can kind of sit down and enjoy the entertainment. We do have a dedicated children's room, and I've got some people who are DBS checked to work with children to help out, to keep them entertained. We've got a young man I know by the name of Kwaku, who's an excellent musician. He's going to come and do some music and some interactive music with the children. And also a gentleman who used to be a local councillor by the name of Joseph Bouton. He's going to be doing some Punch and Judy, and some kind person donated me some arts and crafts. So there's going to be a lot for the children to do. We can also have a TV with a DVD in the corner if they so wish as well. And of course, we are going to have a buffet as well. Again, we haven't quite decided what we're having food-wise yet. We don't have to decide that until about a week or two before the event. But we're just kind of rounding up at the moment. We've got a brochure that's going to be going out in Redhill, Reigate, Hawley and surrounding areas. Thank you to everyone who's advertised with us in that. And that's going to tell you a little bit more about SANS, about my story and about what's going to be happening at the event. And also got raffle prizes. We're going to have an auction as well, in fact. Ooh. That's starting on the 1st of March. So yeah. You can check our Facebook page and our website for more details on that as well. So hopefully, fingers crossed, we are going to raise some money for a well worthy cause, because they do still need the money. Unfortunately, like I said, in this day and age, babies still do die. Parents, families, it's not just parents, it's families, friends, anyone who needs that bereavement support, SANS will help with. And it's not just the parents as well. Sometimes it's the siblings, you know, that they're expecting to have a brother or sister, and then all of a sudden mum comes home from hospital, oh, where's the baby? You know, how do you explain that to children?
The whole thing, actually, to be quite honest, is unbelievably distressing. It's not what you would say was a happy thing, but it's a big thing that you're taking on here.
Have you ever
run anything like this before?
No, I haven't. And to be honest, I don't think I'll do it again. But no, I think in some respects, I would say I've maybe bitten off more than I can chew. I just decided, I thought, I want to do something. I want to commemorate him on his 18th birthday. And I'd like to do something for the charity who helped and supported me and still do help and support if I need it there. It's not just, oh, well, your kid's a certain age, we're not there for you anymore. You know, I can go onto the Facebook page and I can say, look, with his birthday coming up, I'm feeling this way, or I seem to miss him more at Christmas than I do on his birthday for some reason. I don't know why. But you can speak to other people without judgment, without that, oh, isn't it about time you moved on and forgot? You know, you don't get that. You get a lot of people sending love and support and kind words. And, you know, I just felt I wanted to do something. And I thought, well, we can't have an 18th birthday party without the birthday boy. I know. Let's turn it into a fundraiser. But it's got bigger and bigger. And I'm thinking, but we're nearly there now. We've got about 8 weeks to go. We're nearly there. We're just kind of tying up loose ends now. There are a few things that we could use to help make this event a success. If I can mention it, sponsorship would be fantastic. We do have some sponsorship packages to suit all budgets.
Okay.
So please, if you can, big or small, do whatever you can. And also, if I can say as well, the tickets are on sale. They're reasonably priced because we don't want to price it out of the water so families can't afford to come.
Yeah.
And they are on sale now via Eventbrite, or if you want to go onto our website and click the link. And if you have any problems, you can give us a message and we'll help you sort it out.
Yeah, I'm looking at that page right now. It's Thomas18, that's the number 18.co.uk. It comes up with proudly supporting SANS and absolutely... there's an array of stuff on it in front of me, including the connection to Eventbrite to get your tickets. And if you're having difficulty booking tickets, there's a number you can call as well, which is 613-221. Very small print, if I might add. I hope this all goes very well for you. I hope you raise lots and lots of money for SANS. And... Well, I hope lots of people turn out to remember Thomas. Tess, it's been good to catch up today. Thank you for talking to us and good luck with the event.
Thank you very much.